About 120 members of the Office and Professional Employees International Union have been battling with Miller over a proposed pension freeze. The union local is predominantly female, and members say the brewing company didn't ask for similar concessions from male-dominated unions. All but two of the office workers are over the age of 40. Union local business manager Judy Burnick says it adds up to unfairness.
We have the lowest pension benefit among the Miller plans, and yet we're the one they want to take it away from. To us, this is just blatant discrimination.
The union has filed its complaint with the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission and the State Department of Workforce Development. Union attorney Sandra Radke acknowledges it could take months for the agencies to wade through the issues, but she says the slow pace doesn't dim the enthusiasm for the complaint.
This is something that needs to be done, and we will do it until it gets done, and we will be patient. We need the system to work for us because this is the kind of thing that the union does not want to be a party to. We're being asked to acquiesce and condone a practice that is particularly offensive to this target group.
Radke says she knows that Miller may try to say its stance has nothing to do with race or age. But for now, the company is declining interviews and saying it values all of its employees. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.